When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Peeps, may kwento ako. Noong college ako, I almost failed the class because I was late. On time yung assignments, okay yung exams. Pero dahil wala ako pagtawag ng prof ng attendance, muntik na akong sumemplang. Ang daming naapektuhan sa buhay ko ng pagiging late. So I sought help. At doon ko nalaman na may mas malalim pa palang dahilan ang pagiging late. Ganon din ba kayo? Don't worry. Dahil sa episode na to, we're going to look at why many Filipinos are not on time and what we can do to overcome it. I'm Josa Quiñones and you're listening to Ikaw na Magaling, a quick podcast on self-improvement and professional development. Dahil gusto naming gumaling ka. As in, legit. Let's say, may job interview ka in a few days. O first day mo at work. O baka may importanteng meeting kang kailangan puntahan. Paano mo masisigurong maaga ka? Or at least, on time.
I'm Brian Tan. I'm a senior product designer at First Circle. It's a fintech startup. I've read a lot of content on how to develop yourself better, how to set goals, how to use all sorts of hacks to make yourself more productive. So that's how I became passionate over time on improving my own productivity and how I can make a bigger impact on the world by making myself more productive.
Tutulungan tayo ngayon ni Brian by identifying 5 things to consider when it comes to time management. Unang-una.
The first is that you want to have the mindset and the identity of being someone who is conscientious and on time and responsible in doing things. I read this in the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, where in order to build better habits, it's better to focus on your identity first. So rather than saying, I will quit drinking alcohol, you can just declare to other people that I am not someone who drinks alcohol. In the same way, you know, for being responsible, it is a mindset shift of telling yourself, I am someone who is responsible. I am someone who's on time and passes things on time. And then with that desire to coincide with that identity, you then think, how can I practice this in my life?
You have to set a goal and you have to internalize that goal. Kailangan mo sabihin sa sarili mo na on time akong tao. At sabihin mo rin sa iba para may accountability ka. Susunod.
My second tip, which is having a calendar, like a Google Calendar app on your laptop or phone to track any meetings or activities that you have upcoming. It's really helped me a lot to plan out my day and make sure that I show up to these meetings and events on time. Like I put the exact time, what the name of this event is, who is in it, what this meeting is about. I also use a tool called Calendly where people can easily book a time with me so that, you know, we don't have to do this back and forth messaging on Messenger na, oh, anong time ka free Friday, anong time ka free Saturday. There's also the tool whentomeet.com, which allows you to put in your free times and allows other people to put in their free times. So you can easily book a time that works for all of you.
Calendars. Ugh, the beauty of automation. Once you use these tools, padadaliin niya talaga ang buhay mo at ang buhay ng mga ka-meetup mo. Kung mas komportable ka namang magsulat di kamay, pwede kang gumamit ng planner. Third,
my next tip is about really bad and unpredictable traffic. You might think that a trip from Manila to BGC usually only takes 1 hour, but that can easily extend to 1 hour, 30 minutes, or 2 hours. humans have this thing called the planning fallacy, where you'll underestimate how long it takes and you won't think of all the obstacles that you might face. So to conquer the planning fallacy, I guess you just have to embrace that uncertainty more, where if this is a route that you haven't taken to go to this certain meeting, then maybe you should add in an extra 15 to 30 minutes to accommodate for any changes. For people working from home, I think it's very important to just have a set routine that you always go to sleep at nearly the same time, wake up at the same time, have a dedicated space where you're working so that you know, okay, once I'm seated here, this is work time.
Kapag nagpaplano tayo, we have to expect the unexpected. Kaya palaging mag-allot ng extra time para dito. The next thing to consider is something that you only get when you're early.
The fourth tip is how being early to an event or meeting could actually have a lot of benefits. Sometimes you're 20 or 30 minutes early. This allows you time to talk to other attendees. You can meet other people that might be as interesting or as talented, and you can get to bond with them. And there have also been times where me being early to an event lets me talk to the speaker. There was one time I was attending this conference and one of my friends who happened to be in the organizing team introduced me to one of the speakers before the event started. And it was great that I got to talk to the speaker who was a quite accomplished businessman in the Philippines. And also, I guess being early to an event or a meeting lets you let the other people know that you care a lot about this meeting and what happens in it.
Exactly. Kapag maaga ka, it gets you off on the right foot. At marami kang pwedeng gawin sa extra time mo, like building relationships with the people around you. Lastly,
if you're late, never use Filipino time as an excuse. It sucks to make people wait for you. You could joke about it to a few friends, but you don't want to celebrate it. And we don't want to keep permeating the idea that Filipinos are people who are always late to meetings, who are not passing things on time, because we don't want to lower the standards of our culture and of the things we care about. Because I think Filipino time is just one symptom of a lot of things that could go wrong in Filipino culture and Philippine systems.
Brian actually wrote an article about Filipino time back in 2016. At ito ang natuklasan niya.
The phrase Filipino time was coined by Americans in the 1900s because they were irritated by the lack of punctuality of Filipinos. And this habit of tardiness was apparently already commonplace during the Spanish colonial period. It was even featured in José Rizal's El Filibusterismo. And Rizal pointed out here that tardiness by Filipinos was apparently not just a habit but a status symbol. So showing up late to an event meant that, oh, you're the most important person to this event and you can have the authority to be late.
So nagpasa-pasa to, generation after generation. But it's time to get Filipino time out of our system. So natutunan natin na para mas maging in control of our time, kailangan natin ng mindset shift, calendar tools, at realistic na pagplano. At huwag din kalimutang magpahinga. Sa ganitong paraan, unti-unti nating mababago ang konsepto ng Filipino time. Hindi bilang palaging late, kundi palaging on time. You've been listening to Ikaw na Magaling, a Puma Podcast production. Once again, I'm Josa Quiñones. Don't forget to subscribe to Ikaw na Magaling and Puma Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This episode was produced by Macy Hoven, Raja Aisha, and George Ampil. It was edited by Nico Bolante.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.